Good. Good morning, everyone. Okay, the shir is sponsored for a four shema for Ben Sion Ben Shendel. All right. Just a couple of quick things on yesterday. Just a quick thing on the brachos on nature. So just, I think it's pretty much accepted that women, children, and avelim all say these brachos. Only an onen is the one who doesn't say these brachos. Okay, then as far as we did touch upon the whole subject of on nature, it seems to be that everyone holds it has to be in a situation where a person gets impressed or inspired, at least on some level. It doesn't have to be a tremendous inspiration, but it has to be where you're at least on some level impressed or inspired, and it's completely subjective. For any kind of a mountain, a river, or a body of water, of course, not man-made. Some say, even in Hare Shomron, Hare Yerushalayim, there are many mountains throughout Eretz Yisrael, for example, that are not the Swiss Alps, but still, they say, if you're personally impressed, then you should say. All right. Now, Chazal gave us numerous examples of what to say, Ose Masiv Reshidon. So there are two main approaches. One is it's only these that they were gozer on, they made the bracha for, matakin for, and only on these and not any others. However, I believe the more prevailing minag or halacha or poskim is that these are only examples. It's quoted b'shem from Gershom Kagan, b'shem Rav Kornfeld. For example, if you see, I also saw it in Panini Halacha, that if you're very far away from the mountain range, even if you'd be up close, you would say the bracha. But if you're so far away, you're not impressed from it. So in that state, you would not say the bracha. Just to point out a couple names. I mean, really, it's you follow what the minag is or the psak of your rav. But just some say. It's not 100% clear, but the shame of Chaim Kanievsky, he was on the more opinion that these are only on these things that I'm attacking, but not on other things that are not listed. At the same time, they quote the shame of Shevet Alevi or Letzion. I heard also from Rav Tzuriel and Rav Pessin that really these are only examples, and you should say it on anything. So some common examples, what about geysers, northern lights, waterfalls, even if there's nothing special from the river, perhaps it's part of the river, but again, according to many, even on all these phenomena, if you're impressed, then you would. A volcano, as another example, even if it's not a big mountain. So these are examples when one would, one's allowed to say, Yesh al pilismach, but there are obviously two approaches. On an eclipse, we know from the Gemara and Sukkah, I think it's Chavtet, but we know it's a Simon Klala. So there, some say, the Stipler I saw quoted in the name of, and others say, we do not say the brachas of Osem Asib Reshit, the Menag is not to. Yam HaMelach, they also say not to say. Number one, it was a Simon Klala, the way it was created. Also, it was created after Ma'asib Reshit. So that's another reason why it's often not said. And I did see also, just to clarify, to point out for the Atlantic Ocean, so I did see also in Piskei Tshuvas, Panini Halacha, that the Minag of Ashkenaz, it's just like the Mishnah Berurah writes, that they only say Yom HaGadol on the Atlantic Ocean, and on the Mediterranean, you say the, I take that back. On the Atlantic, that's where they say Yom HaGadol. And it's the Mediterranean, they say Osa Masav Reshit, which is the opposite of the Shulchan Aruch and the opposite of the Minhag of the Sephardim. Okay. Just as a quick wrap-up, so we know that these brachas are great to say, but and there's no chashash of Safik brachas lahaka when there's a Minhag, and one can follow the Psak of his Rav, but these are halachas of Reshut, and these are a bracha of Reshut. It's optional, And therefore, if one is really in doubt, or one is not really inspired, then it's good to say the bracha v'li shem v'malchut. Okay, Resh Lamed. Aleph. Hamit palel alma she'avar. Person says a bracha on something that already occurred in the past. It's done with. It already happened. Kegon. Shenich nas la'ir. V'shama kol tzavacha ba'ir. So a person enters a city and he hears screams coming from the city. The Amar, and he says, Yihi ratzon shelo yehe kol ze betoch beiti. So that he davens that this screaming is not coming from his house. So the damage already happened. Whatever happened already happened. And wherever the scream came, the scream already happened. But he still wants to say tefillah that it's not from his house. So that's an example of something that already occurred, and you can't change the past. You can't change history. It's beyond even asking for a miracle. Okay? O shahaita ishto me'uberet. Or his wife is already pregnant. Achar arba'im yom li'ibura. It's already been 40 days. And the assumption is, up until 40 days, it's not concrete if it's going to be a boy or a girl. It could still change. It could still be decided. But after 40 days, it can't. So after 40 days, if you would say, Yehi ratzon shetered ishti zachar, I daven to Hashem that my wife is going to give birth to a male. Hare ze tefilat shav. So both of these examples are tefilat shav. It's a wasteful and vain tefillah. There is no benefit. It's inappropriate. And if you want to make a tefillah for something, it's going in for waste. So instead of davening for something useful and helpful, it doesn't do anything. And in fact, it could be even detrimental, not only because then you're not, instead of davening for something useful, you're davening for nothing, but also, ke'ilu makes Hashem look bad. Or you might have less, it might weaken your emuna a little bit, because you're davening for something that it's not going to help, and when it doesn't turn out good for you, you get disappointed. So a tefillah shav is not something you want to do. Ela yitpalo adam al ha'ati lavo. A person could only daven for something in the future. V'yiten hoda'a al she'avar. You could say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the past, for good or for bad. Right? We have dynamis, we have also. Besides just hatov ha'meiti, where yehi ratzon. So one should always praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the past. You can't change it. But you should only daven for the future. Kagon, what's an example? Hanich nasakrach, you enter a city. So before you enter the city, or as you're entering in Omer, yehi ratzon milfanecha, Hashem Elokeinu shetachniseni lekrach hazeh l'shalom. Before you enter, you say, Hashem, please make the entrance, everything, I should get in, okay. Nichnas b'shalom, once you enter b'shalom, so then, Omer, modeani, then you say, thank you, Hashem. Lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu shechnastanu lekrach hazeh l'shalom, and you let us enter l'shalom. B'keishlat said, Omer, yehi ratzon milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu shetetzienu mikrach ze l'shalom. Then, when you want to leave, so again, then you can say, yehi ratzon on the future of leaving, that you should leave in peace. Yatza b'shalom, once you leave b'shalom, Omer, modeani l'fanecha Hashem Elokeinu shetetzienu mikrach ze l'shalom, u'kashem shetetzienu l'shalom ken tolicheni l'shalom. So then, once you leave, then you say, Modeh, that you saved me, right? We're in the beginning of Resh Lamed. Ad Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Tefillah. So you could finish saying this, Modeh Ani, and you finish off by saying, Baruch Ata Hashem Shomea Tefillah. V'zohi Tefillah Taderach Shenichtevu Hi V'chol Dineah B'Siman Kof Yod. So this is related to what we learned about Tefillah Taderach. Okay. And then, so that's for Tefillah Taderach. Now, let's read Si'if Bet, and then we'll bring both together. Just to point out, interesting Gemara, this is, obviously all these are based on the Gemaras. So, when it talks about 40 days, so it's, the Mishnah says, once it's 40 days, you can't ask for it to be changed. So the Gemara asks in Brachos in Daf Samech. So it says, "Ah, but we see by Leah and Dina otherwise." The Midrash says after Leah was already pregnant, she felt bad for her sister, so she didn't want to have 7 boys come for her. So when she was already pregnant, she davened to Hashem that it should change. She should change from it should change from a boy, but she knew through Nevuah as a boy. It should change from a boy to a girl. And so what happened? So the Gemara asks, how can you do that? We just learned you can't. So the Gemara gives 2 answers. Either it was less than 40 days, and the assumption was it's still possible to change, or to be formed. The Gemara gives another answer. It says, on Maisa Nisim, we don't talk about. Leah, on her level, is allowed to ask for Maisa Nisim. That's the Avos, a great tzaddikim we know asked for Nisim. And it shouldn't be taken lightly, because if it's for yourself, you could be losing your own schar and olam haba by wasting it on or using it for Maisa Nisim. But that was obviously Latoelet, and she was Leah. So Leah was able to ask for a miracle. But for us, we don't ask for miracles, and that's why the halacha and the Mishnah says we don't ask. It's for us. It would be a tefillat shav. It wouldn't help, and it's a tefillat shav.
I think someone says that the switched the ubarim. That was the mess. The ubarim didn't change. They just switched.
Position. Okay, so if they switched, the ubar changed, but that's all. That's also a nice. Okay.
Gong says that tefillah shav, but if you did, you could actually change the past of your tefillah, but you're not supposed to.
I didn't hear that. I don't know.
Well, having said all that, it says also in the Masechet Mesbachos, never to underestimate the power of kolchas tefillah.
Right. So I'm gonna get into that a little bit in a moment. Just let's finish this. I'll share one thing that you said, and you're going to see how it becomes confusing. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Yud, for example, by Chizkiyahu and Yishayahu. Chizkiyahu was sick and he was about to die.
Right.
And it was because Yishayahu explained, because he wasn't having children, Chizkiyahu says, so give me your daughter. Right. But Yishayahu basically said, but you already have Xeri, you're going to die. And Chizkiyahu responds, Kublani mibeit Abba, that, right, from David HaMelech, that afilu cherev munach al tzavaro, even if you have a sharp sword on your neck, you should never stop davening to Hashem for rachamim. So you see that there's always a chance at the last minute for it to happen. So is that a case of a miracle? Even in the case of a miracle. Now that's also for the future. So let's read a little bit and we'll put some things together. Beis, hanichnas lamod et gorno. Person goes to enter his goren, where he has all of his produce. He's going to start counting and measuring, whether it's weighing or volume, whatever he has. Count how much money he has. So before you start, right, before you see what you have, or before you actually start counting, really, omer yihi ratzon milafanecha Hashem Elokai shetishlach bracha bakri hazeh. You're allowed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send bracha in what you have. Not only that it should be successful, but the mashmaut is you could even daven for Hashem to make it a little bit more. Obviously, you're not going to see it like double in front of your eyes, but you're allowed to daven that there should be more there than you originally thought. Hitchil lamod, but at once you start counting, Omer Baruch HaShaleach Bracha Bakri Hazeh. You can say a bracha of Hashaleach Bracha Bakri Hazeh. And some say it's even B'Shem V'Malchut, but only when you're counting in Eretz Yisrael, Trumos V'Masros. Because then, there's a special bracha that by Trumos V'Masros, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a bracha that there should be unlimited bracha coming out of when we're careful, Trumos V'Masros. The point, okay, Madad, now once you finish counting, and you already finished. V'acharkach berech, and then you make a bracha like this, which, either one, you're really asking for a Kaddish Baruch Hu to send a little more, you know, hidden inside the bracha. Okay. Harei zeh tefilat shav. This is a tefilat shav. Because once, she'en habracha mitzuya, you can only have bracha. Really, we're talking about This is a big statement in life, in general, for brachos. She'ena bracha metzuya. We only find bracha ela bedavar hasamui mina ayin, when something is hidden. You know, you're asking for a bracha in life. We try not to show off put ourselves when everyone can see us. But here in particular, it means that when something is not 100% counted and seen and visible and known exactly what there is, then there's more chance for a bracha to fall in place. Certainly if it's like a small ribuy, where it's not so obvious that there's a miracle.
Wait, but I actually have a question about that, because there are some people that hold that they don't want... I mean, look, I'm not saying kind of people should show off in public. I'm not saying, you know, buy a Lamborghini and show off that they have all these riches. I'm not saying that people should do that.
Do you mind if we have a discussion after? Recorded and it's takes... People can't hear. No problem. Okay. This is a little bit of a difficult sugya. So let's stop right here now for a second. So there's a little bit of a stira between Aleph and Bet. How do we resolve it? Just to point out, just a couple of things. We mentioned that story. The Goran is already there. So the main chiluk is, I kind of set it out a little bit, is how nikar it is, how obvious it is. If it's something, it's not 100% clear, and you're going to have obviously a little bit different takes, how you want to understand it, a little bit of a different approach. The main difference is, if something is 100% clear already, and it's already in the past, we can't ask for miracles. Something that's completely impossible, that's its tefillat shav. However, if it's something that's in the future and it's hidden and it's not exactly clear, like even if it would be, you would call it a miracle, but you wouldn't see the miracle. It's al pi derech hateva, then apparently it's not a tefillat shav. And then that's when it's actually a good thing to ask for divine intervention. Okay, an interesting story from Tainis Kaf Dalet. Somewhat famous story where a person, his workers were hungry and they didn't have anything to eat. So what happens? And they're complaining. So the son is there. It's the father's workers, employees, and the son is there. So he turns to the tree and he says, "Let the figs grow and ripen on the spot." And so it did, and they had plenty of food to eat. And when the father found out, this is not good behavior for a father or a son or a rabbi, but the Gemara says clearly. But the father basically said, "You know, that was totally inappropriate." And he said, "Just because you made a Kadosh Baruch Hu ripen his fruit before their time, so too your life will ripen and end before your time." He basically gave a klala for his son that he should die because he acted inappropriately. Sefer Chassidim says we don't ask for a stillborn to come back to life. Tchias Ametim. We don't ask for miracles. Sefer Ikarim says also if it's totally inappropriate for you, there's no chance you're going to become, you know, the king of the country. So you don't daven for that. That's a complete tefillah for shav. You're asking for miracles. So on the other side, the Ramah is quoted in a couple places. Kuf Bezayin Taf Resh Pei Bet. Where he says, let's say you forget Halanisim for Halanisim benching. So what do? You should say a Harachaman. You should say it later on in the Harachaman. Harachaman, that just like you gave miracles to call yourself back then, you should give us miracles as well. So they all ask on the Ramah, how can you be asking for miracles? We don't ask for miracles. So the Bechor Shor is quoted as giving one of the popular answers. If you ask al pi derech hateva that Hashem should give you miracles, it's allowed. So there it was a war. On some level it was a miracle, but on some level you had a war. We had many miracles in Eretz Yisrael recently with the wars in Sakama San Medina. So it's still al pi derech hateva, and then you're allowed to ask for it. He said also maybe if you're asking for the rabim, you're allowed to ask. That's another heter. So when it comes to refuah, so the general minhag is we do ask for miracles, even if a person is sick, because we do know that Hashem, it's a normal thing for Hashem, for people to get sick, and for Hashem to rofe cholim. It is normal. It could be through miraculous, it could also be through just treatment, regular treatment. So even if it looks hopeless, we still do ask for tefillah, for refuah shlema. And it's often not hopeless. You might think it is, but it's often not even. It's al pi derech hateva. Also, perhaps al pi pikuach nefesh. There's a heter. Anyway, so I think mostly sums up the perhaps inherent the distinction between aleph and bet, when one could ask and not ask. Let's see, anything else?
Right.
Does anybody do it? So I have not seen anyone. I've not seen anyone say this bracha, but it's always a good thing that. I mean, it's a private thing, so it's not something you would see so much. But whenever you count, you want to go count your money. It's a good thing, or to want to look in your bank account. It's okay. Oh, this Tfilah Sederach, I'm not familiar with people doing this version. I mean, we have our own Tfilah Sederach that everyone says in their Siddur. But the Moda Ani afterwards, it's not so common. No, I haven't heard it.
Also, the Bracha is, the Dabra of Samadhi and I, it's like maybe a little piece makes you feel whole.
That's also true. But I think the point over here is, it could even be more. It could even be more. It could change the reality because you don't really know the reality. You don't know it being changed. So, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power. Obviously, a person should always appreciate what they have and daven and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what you have and daven for the future that you and your family and Klal Yisrael doesn't get sick. It's a lot easier to stay healthy than to go through treatments and the suffering. Okay. Now there's something that, if a person, just to point out, what happens if a person knows that someone's sick? So we know, Chazal also say it's good to share it with others, so they should daven for you. But Pesachei Tshuva says though, depending on the situation, if it's not known what kind of machala you have, it's not always good to share the severity of the machala, because we don't want to make force the Kodesh Baruch Hu to do a bigger ness. So sometimes it's better to keep the details quiet and just ask for a general refuah, because once you tell everyone exactly what the diagnosis is and the situation is, then everyone knows you need more of a ness, and then it's less likely to be able to daven for such a thing. I will just raise one question mark. We'll leave it as a tzarachin. Basically, there are different opinions. What happens if a person is having a biopsy? And they know that the CT or MRI shows that there's something in the body. Do you daven for just a refuah shlema that somehow he should get better? Al pidera, it could disappear. It could be therapy, treatments, or anything. Or do you? Is it better to daven specifically? There's something there on the screen. You daven that it should turn out to be a cyst or benign, and not malignant. So some say it's a tefillah shav because it is what it is. You can't change the metzias. You can daven for Hashem to make it to become healthy, and Hashem can do it in numerous ways. But to daven specifically that it should change, that would be a tefillah shav. Another approach is, since you don't know what it is, you're not actually asking for a change. So it's a question, but that, and since you can, it's refuah is normal and can be al pi derech teva. So then, since it's hidden, there is room for Hashem to do a miracle. So two different approaches, if it's appropriate, how to daven for a biopsy. But in general, the best thing to do is to daven for a refuah shlema. And let a Kadosh Baruch Hu decide how to bring upon the refuah shlema. And then for sure you're not going to be wasting your tefillah. Because You want to make sure your tefillah is listened to, and you don't want to daven a wasteful tefillah shav. Okay, let's just conclude. Gimel. Hanich nas lamercha tzomer yiratzam lefenecha Hashem elokai velo shetachisteni l'shalom v'tetzeni l'shalom v'tetzeleni ma'or hazeh v'chetzeh bo la'atid lavo. So this is a tefillah when a person goes into a hot it's a merchatz, where it's extremely hot inside. You have fiery furnaces. So you say this tefillah that Hashem should save you and it shouldn't get harmed and burnt. Yatza b'shalom. And when you leave, you say, Mode ani lefanecha Hashem elokai shehitzaltani mi'ha'ur hazeh. And nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah also says there is no, it's not, this tefillah is not said anymore. It's also, our bathhouses aren't so dangerous. Okay, Dalit. Hanich nas lahakiz dam. If a person's going to go draw to let blood, and that was bloodletting, and that was done as refuah in those days. Then obviously nowadays we don't do it, we get blood tests, but we don't do it l'shem refuah in and of itself. So there, Omer Yehiratzan Rafanecha Hashem Elokai Yehei Esek Zeli Lirafuah Kirofech Hinam Ata. And so you're saying this should be done for a refuah. V'la'achar Sheikizdam Yomar Baruch Rofei Cholim. And then afterwards, also you say Baruch Rofei Cholim. Pashtut, it seems that it should be a bracha b'shem v'malchut, but again, the Mishnah Berurah says, I haven't seen anyone do this. I don't think it's such a minhag to say it with Hashem's name. And they point out that really, this should be done with any refuah. Anytime you take pills, anytime you go to the doctor, I mean, you could ask for to stay healthy when you get a blood test. Whatever it is, it's always good to daven to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And it's really, okay. Basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always be on our mind, and we should always trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, la'olam yehei adam regil omar koma da'avir rachmana le'tav avir. And a person should always daven, should always say that whatever happens in life is always for the best. Really extremely important that one of the main lessons in life of Amuna that we live by in day to day has to be to always think about that whatever happens, it happens for the best. Hashem is in control, and whether it's to get kapara, and many of us heard or have some of our own stories where you thought that what was happening was really bad news, and it turned out that because of what happened, something much better came out of it. The Aruch HaShulchan, it's a very nice twist, he connects He to Aleph. If a person is always living in a world, whatever happens is for the best, and you teach that in your kids, then you're never going to have a situation where someone screams from the house, it was such a scream. Generally not, because those screams are tefillat shav screams, and it's less likely to happen when you have proper emunah. One last thing, the Mishnah Berurah points out, that it's good to say, bless you, or some have chaim tovim, or different words, when a person sneezes, because we know that originally that's how when a person would die, according to the Chazal, that come out of his nose, and when he sneezed, the life would come, the neshama would go at the same time, and it was with Yaakov when he first prayed that the people should get sick before they died, so that it doesn't come upon them by surprise. All right.